哎，欢迎弟兄姐妹。
Welcome everyone.
哇，今天是我们教会这个其实第三十年，我们现在有一个这个会员大会。
Today is our 30th. This year will be our 30th anniversary, and we're lucky that to have an annual congregation today.
所以今天当我们大家在一起在这边敬拜神的时候，不管说是我们在这边有回顾跟展望。
And so beside we worship God, so we're going to look back and looking forward.
让我们都知道，让我们真是能够感受到神的手一直在我们中间带领我们。
We can sense that God's hands is leading us all the time.
愿意今天我们的今天的崇拜，就像刚才诗歌，真是让他的名在这个全地都为有他的荣耀。
Just like the song we just sang, that the whole earth will be glorify His name.
所以今天的 program 是在你们的这个在这个 program 的程序单里。
And so you have a program that is in the bulletin.
好，我们先由师母来看看我们过去这一年从这个 Thanksgiving to Thanksgiving， 哦，神在我们中间的一些这个喜乐啊的成长。
So we will have our minister Annie to share with you.
然后完了以后是由美玲，她会特别是在跟看到弟兄姐妹的成长上面。
Then we'll have Sister Maylene to share with us to see our spiritual growth among sisters and brothers.
然后我们在完了以后，我们是有这个新的执事的案例，所以大家一起来为他们祝福。
And we will have a new deacons this morning.
然后在后面来就是牧师师母他们会给我们准备的明年非常 specific。我们有哪些东西？我们有哪些东西？我们试着大家一起齐心的努力来开展神，为神的国在那边服侍他。
For Pastor Ray and Minister Annie, that share what is our future very specific goals.
Are you ready? All right.
准备好没有？我们给你 time to Annie first.
首先我收集了一些照片。First of all, I collect some pictures that we have from last year. That's not the right one. It's a 27 review on the desktop. 过去一年上帝在我们当中做的工作，不过首先我要跟大家提出一点，就是很抱歉，假如你期待某些照片出现但是没有出现的话呢，是我收集的不够好。 But first of all, I want to just remind everyone that the pictures are what I collect from our 5C WeChat groupAnd some of the pictures that I took myself. But if you expect certain kind of picture but not there, I apologize, okay? Because I didn't have all the collections. 我们现在就放一下。Let us play the 2017 review slideshow. 简单看一下我们过今年2017年的回顾。
His holy name. 大家好。
Good morning, everyone.
刚才看了一些照片，的确是令人难忘的。
We just saw the slideshow, which is very memorable.
你看，时间过得真快。
The time really flies past fast.
这些照片又勾起我们对过去的回忆。
And these pictures remind us many memories.
可爱的照片。
And lovely pictures.
感谢神。
Thank God.
好，今天我们借着这次就是周年大会，我在这里跟大家分享，近几年来的我们教会兄弟姐妹在团契和组织学上面的灵性的成长。
And today, through our annual congregational meeting, I would like to take this opportunity to share the spiritual growth in our Sunday school and our fellowships.
好，现在我们先来讲一下就是团契。
First, I want to talk about the fellowships.
团契，目前我们教会有三个团契组成。
And currently, we have three fellowships within our church.
我们从第一组来讲是新生命团契。
Our first group is a New Life Fellowship.
这是在 Anderson 家，由 Anderson 带领的。
Which meets at Anderson and Bianca's house.
每个月的第一个星期六。
The first Saturday of each month.
在他家，我们主要是对这些是慕道友，还有初信组的弟兄姐妹准备的。
And this fellowship is planned especially for those seekers and new believers.
Okay, 它的内容主要是来证明神是创造万物的主。
It talks about God being the creator God.
并且用科学领域来证明没有神是不符合逻辑的。
And then use science to explain that atheism is illogical.
而且还做一些宗教的比较。
And then do some comparative religions.
也谈谈进化论。
And also we talked about the evolution.
如果大家有对这个还感兴趣，可以问 Anderson， 因为我没有参加这个团契，所以我不太清楚他们的。
If you want to know more of the content of this fellowship, talk to Brother Anderson.
好，第二个团契是生活分享团契。
And the second fellowship is to talk about the Christian living.
这个是由裴斯姆带领。
And Mrs. Petal lead this group.
是在每一个月的第二个星期五晚上
，which is held on the second Friday of each month。
大概从我们一开始，其实这个团契很有意思。大概是在两年多前，Pastor Ray 和Pastor Ray 和师母一起来到我们教会的时候。
Now we started this fellowship about 2 years ago when Pastor Ray and I came to this church.
我们还在他家举一开始的这个团契。
So we started this practical Christian living fellowship at a house.
这个团契的开始是以自我介绍，谈谈每个人谈谈自己的职业、爱好、兴趣，甚至到什么样的颜色你喜欢，什么样的车你最爱。
I guess you remember the first meeting, huh? The first meeting we tried to introduce ourselves, talk about your interests, your hobbies, even the car you like or the colors you like.
为什么这样子呢?
Why do we do that?
他想让大家分享故事表故事了解一起每一个人了解大家的兴趣爱好互相认识。
So through sharing about our own life, we get to know each other better.
通过这个学习大家互相了解更深的了解彼此。
And we have a deeper understanding of one another.
紧接着我们也就找Annie 还找一些经文来作为我们生活的指南。
And then I use the scriptures to share the instructions about daily living.
还选择一些见证，从一些报刊杂志上选择一些非常感人的见证。
And then I share many touching stories from the things that I read.
让我们大家分享。完了体会，同时从中我们学到什么。
And then from reading these articles that we share what our responses.
在今年我们开始一个比较系列的，就是在读一本书。
And then starting this year, we started reading a book together.
这本书是裴斯姆挑选的，是人际关系，神的救赎工厂。
And this book, the title is The Human Relationship.God's field of redemption.
所以这本书，我们从这本书上看到你我他，我们各自的影子。
And then in this book, it talks about you and me and us. How would we act to one another?
人际关系为什么那么难处呢？
Why is human relationship so difficult?
因为是罪。
Because of sin.
罪使我们打破了。
And the sin breaks all of us.
因为人都太自我了。
And because we're all self-focused.
很容易将人际关系的错误都归于别人。
It's very easy to blame others for our own mistakes.
总是想把别人改变成另外一个人。
And they will always try to change other people to be like some, you know, our ideal.
希望把自己的对方改，自己那一半改为自己想象中的那个样子。
I want you to change the other person to be like ourselves.
所以怪罪人是与生俱来的软弱和有罪的。
So to blame others is inherent sin and weakness in our lives.
所以这被自私的欲望控制住。
And so we're often controlled by our own selfish desires.
所以导致的很多问题呀、啊、很多冲突啊，甚至很失望。
And which leads to many problems, conflicts, and disappointments.
所以这本书我们大家在一起读呢，它可以告诉最后就是神他可以给我们一个很好的答案。
And then this book shows us God's answers to our problems.
他怎样从这些混乱的人际关系里塑造成把我们塑造成一个爱神爱人的人。
And through all the confusions of difficulties in human relationship, God is trying to shape us to become a person like Him.
因为神的介入，让你。做一个符合他心意的人。
So through God's intervention, we become people more like Himself.
所以这是一本非常值得一读的一本书。
So it's a book worthy of our study.
所以我们大家在这个团契上读完，每次读一段，完了大家分享。
So we read each chapter each time, and then we share from our reading.
非常激烈。
It's very inspiring.
有的在谈论自己职场上的同事之间的关系啊。
Some of us shared about the relationship between colleagues.
And 家庭、夫妻、婆媳之间的关系啊。
And between spouses and in-law issues.
邻居和朋友之间的关系。
And the relation between neighbors and friends.
怎么改善？
How do we improve?
的确，在我们的社区，如果每大家都跟人就是人际关系如处好了。真的是可以彰显神的荣耀。
Indeed, if our human relationship can really improve, it shows God's glory in our relationship.
所以每次我们收益都匪浅。
So we learned a lot from studying this book.
在这个团契上，我们也感谢我们还有那个 Rebecca、Linda 还有 Jennifer， 他们都参加到我们里面来。
And then three ladies who usually don't come to church would come to this fellowship.
所以我们也希望更多的朋友。如果有机会来参加，来 join for us.
So we invite more people to come if you're interested in improving your human relationships.
Yeah, 同时能分享到神的信息。
And then we share about the faith in our Lord.
好，那第三个团契呢，就是欢喜团契。
And the third fellowship is called the Joy Fellowship.
这个团契时间比较长了。
This fellowship lasted longer.
大约有四年到五年这个方大概时间。
We have been meeting for about 4 or 5 years.
这个还要追溯到大概五年前是赖牧师来到我们教，我来到我们教会。
We can trace the establishment of this fellowship from 5 years ago when Pastor Paul Lai came to our church.
他来我们这里讲到，同时鼓励、建议我们教会、希望每个人能读圣经。
5 years ago, when he came to our church, he encouraged every one of us to start reading the Bible.
这样子、我们教会也就拟定了一个计划。
So we started a Bible reading plan.
如果、任何一个人在一年内读完一本读完了整本圣经，教会将奖励一个有精编的中英文对照的圣经。
So the plan was, if someone finished reading the whole Bible within a year, the church would give a gold-lined Bible as a present.
所以
是 that right? Gold-lined?
Yeah.
Gold-trimmed.
所以这时候就掀起了一种读经热。
So I started a fever for reading the Bible.
也在这时候，这个 fellowship 这个小组也就开始成长起来。
So Joy Fellowship began as a result of that.
一年以后
，A year later，
大家都拿到圣经了。
So everyone in the group received a free Bible.
所以我们又开始的新的一轮的读圣经。
So we started a different rotation of Bible reading.
从创世纪的第一章一直到启示录的，从旧约到新约启示录结束。
So we began by starting from Genesis chapter 1 all the way through the end of Revelation.
3.5年的时间。
Within 3.5 years.
通过学习、读书和分享。
So from studying the Bible and sharing.
我们可以看到姐妹们、兄弟们的成长。
We can see obvious growth in our brothers and sisters.
我们现在来举几个例子。
For some examples.
就我对不起，我也没有要征求过他们的意见，但是我就在这里，我们先想讲讲白眼和天来夫妻。
I didn't request permission first, but I want to share about Tim and Sophie.
他们一对夫妻在我们都可以用，就是说我们有目共睹看到他们的成长。
We can all see their growth.
白燕也在我们的小组上分享，她说她的原来她性格是比较，她的个性比较强。
Sophie shared once that she has a very strong personality before.
一旦她决定是对的，她一定坚持到底，绝对不妥协。
Once she found something to be true, she will never negotiate.
但神的话语改变了她。
But God's word changed her.
她学会了包容。
She learned to be tolerant.
学会了理解。
To understand.
学会了谦让。
And to defer.
而且在感她的她也感觉到压力慢慢减少了很多。
And she felt that her own stress lowered.
而且她的睡眠也改善了。
And her sleep also was improved.
天来呢，她积极地投入教会的事工。
And Tim was very devoted to church ministries.
而且在他工作的单位上也认真负责。
And then he also served at his job very faithfully.
也让同事能看到基督徒与就是众人的不同。
And then his colleagues can see that he's different from other people.
而且来彰显神的荣耀。
So God's glory was revealed that way.
那十名姐妹呢？
And then Susan.
他每次带领我们，就是我们这个团体是有大家每个轮流带领。
And in our fellowship, we take leadership by a rotation basis.
所以每次他带领，他就很认真做准备，有条有理，很有就是有启就启示性的，就是说有效的发挥了，让大家。
So every time it's her turn to lead the study, she will prepare diligently and share everything very logically and rationally.
凤林姐妹的分享。
And then Sister Feng Ling sharing.
她说是因为生活经历。
And because through her life experiences.
她过去总是忧愁忧虑。
Before she was worried about many things.
放不下心来。
And she couldn't let go.
常常又有忧虑感。
And sometimes she felt a little bit depressed.
导致睡眠也不好。
So her sleep wasn't too good.
是圣经给她的力量。
But the Bible gives her strength.
改变了她。
And changed her.
因为有了信心的依靠
And because she has trust through her faith
可靠的确据使她不再忧愁
And because of this assurance that she's no longer worried
也不为儿子担忧了
And she doesn't worry about her son anymore
平平静静安安稳稳
So peacefully and calmly
享受神赐给她的恩典和祝福
And she enjoys God's grace and blessing for her
嘉玲姐妹
And then Sister Catherine
嘉玲姐妹从来过去都是以就是以理性的角度来看待事物的发展。
In the past, she always look at things from a very rational point of view.
喜欢用历史的角度来看待圣经的教导。
And she also look at Bible teaching from a historical perspective.
也是神的话语。
And then God's words
改变了她。
Changed her.
让她在日常生活中看到神的大能。
So she saw God's power in her daily life.
和他的旨意
and God's will.
他体会到恩典，神的恩典和爱这几年来一直带领着他。
She also experienced God's grace and love accompanying her all these years.
改变了他
and changed her.
栾是我们这里老基督徒，在我们中间。
栾is much older in her faith than most of us.
他每当他分享他的带领依靠。
And every time when she shared her trust and dependence on the Lord,
她都不住地祷告
and she continues to pray.
在生命中出现了奇迹
and then there are miracles happening in her life.
让他也尝受过圣灵，就是神的甘甜的果子。
So she tasted the goodness of the Lord.
很满足的喜悦。
And then she was satisfied in her joy.
啊，今年八月我们又开始了新的一轮学习。
And then this August we start a new rotation of study.
我们开始读一本书。
We start reading a book.
是 Anderson 父亲推荐的《摩根解经丛书》。
It's a Bible expository on the book of Matthew by G. Campbell Morgan.
是马太福音的解释哈。
It's a study on Matthew.
作者从这个书从基督的话语中让我们看到了神背后的启示。
And then the author explained God's will behind all the Bible stories.
让我们进一步的了解了怎样才能做一个讨神喜欢的子民。
That we understand more and more how to become a people pleasing to God.
耶稣告诉我们
，And Jesus told us，
品格的塑造是非常重要的。
The shaping of our character is most important。
因为有好的品格
，Because of a good character，
才能去影响人。
You can influence other people。
在世上做光做盐
，And then to become a salt and light in this world。
这种做光做盐是一种自然流露的影响。
So becoming a salt and light for the world is a natural reflection of your person.
不是一种出于职责。
It's not a duty or responsibility.
安静的、单纯的住在神的旨意中。
So to quietly and simply abiding in God's will.
这种品格自然会闪烁出光芒来。
And this type of character will naturally shine forth God's glory.
所以说我们 这是我们星期六星期五晚上在团契中的分享。
So these are the sharings among our Friday Joy Fellowship.
非常享受这美好的时光。
It's a very beautiful time for all of us.
这真是 Joy Fellowship.
So it's truly indeed is a Joy Fellowship.
我们也在重申那个 Jennifer 也参加到我们这个小组里面来。
And then Jennifer Duncan also joined our group.
感谢主。
So we thank God.
所以团契生活对每一个基督徒来说是非常重要的。
So the fellowship is very important to all Christians.
如果说主日崇拜是听是聆听神的是主的话语。
If Sunday worship is to listen to God's word.
吸收生命的灵粮。
To absorb this life-giving spiritual food.
那团契生活将是一种操练。
And then the fellowship should be a practice of what we hear.
如果领受了很多圣经的知识没有行动
，If we receive a lot of Bible knowledge without any practical action，
是得不到应用，是没有生命的。
Without any application, then the life doesn't grow。
因为在团契中，我们学会了彼此照顾
，Because in the fellowship we learn to care for one another，
彼此支持
，and support one another，
彼此建立
，and then to establish one another，
共同成长
，and to grow together。
透过耶稣基督在他里面得到更美好的和解。
So through Jesus Christ, we learn to live a more harmonious life together.
下面谈谈那个就是主日学。
And now I want to talk about our Sunday school.
把这个本来知道是嘉玲准备，因为她不在，所以我就带她讲一下。
So I'm sharing this in the place of Catherine because she's not here.
这个主日学其实我们要归属到过去要感谢周师母的教导。
The Sunday school, we want to give a lot of credit to Mrs. Chow.
因为在也是多少年前周师母在主日学上教我们怎么样读圣经。
Many years ago, Mrs. Chow taught us how to read the Bible.
怎么样教导圣经。
And how to teach the Bible.
她告诉我们有五个 W.
She told us there are five W's.
就是Who, when, what, where, why?
就是谁、何时、何地、为什么、如何。
还有一个 how.
How.
OK, 从这上面他告诉我们怎么样抓住主题。
So she showed us how to grasp the theme of this passage.
找到 key, 中心词句和就是重点的字。
Find the important words, the key words.
找出中心思想
and find the central thing.
所以兄弟姐妹在他的带领下，大家都试着来带领主日学。
So we through her teaching, we learned how to lead the Sunday school.
的确，对我们来讲是有点挑战。
So it's quite challenging for all of us.
不是很容易，因为我们当时对圣经的基础一点都不不够。
Back then we didn't have that much Bible background, so it's kind of difficult for us.
但大家都努力做到。
But we all tried to do it.
从今年开始，我们开始了，因为选择了一个教材是空中主日学。
And this year we chose a curriculum from a web teaching.
是由赖牧师讲的，就是出埃及记。
And it was taught by Pastor Paul Lai on the book of Exodus.
这样学校我们觉得效果很好。
It's very effective.
因为赖牧师讲圣经，他不但从字面上解释，还有引申出很多与圣经和我们生活中有关的事情。
Because Pastor Lai not only taught the Bible, but he went further to explain how it relates to our life.
还有讲圣经人物的他的 character 他的性格 人物的性格。
He even go deeper to talk about the personality or character of the Bible figure.
还有讲地点和就是地点和现过去的地址和现在有连接在一起的。
Also talk about the Bible locations, how it relates to today's names.
就可以从上面我们可以看到旧约时候那时候留下来的的。痕迹到现在，如果你到耶路撒冷或到到那个地区，还可以看到。
So it makes the Bible reading more interesting because you can still find those places today.
所以让我们看到整个圣经变立体起来。
So the Bible becomes very three dimensional.
也就是鲜活了。
So it became vivid for us.
所以我们很高兴这个机会我们学到更多东西毕竟是专家哈。
So because Pastor Paula is an expert in Old Testament, so we learned a lot from him.
所以说我们在这里很感谢我们很多朋友的参加像包弟兄曹小红还有Anderson 的那个朋友叫他什么名字 Anderson 的那个单位的。
永杰。
永杰对还有那个。刘芳，他们都参加我们的主日学校。
Quite a few people who don't usually come to church would join Sunday school.
真是个很好的机会。如果大家有时间，希望你们参加。
So here we want to invite all of you if you have time to come to Sunday school.
好，现在我就讲了，就讲这些。
Okay, this is my sharing.
好，谢谢大家。
Thank you very much.
把时间给谁？
现在是
Anderson。哦
，No, Pastor Ray and I.
Well, 我们刚刚听到了，大家是看到好多的这个 activity， 但是真是在后面神的手在 grow 每在增长每个人。所以我们今天真是感谢主。今天虽然有好多东西，像刚才师母准备的，像那个内幕的照片。你看的弟兄姐妹们神的恩典神的生命都在这个里面看到今天我们不是只是看一个小孩子我们看一个小孩子里面的生命一直在成长 So today when we just saw all these pictures and all these testimonies and sharing and this is not just the activity but have you sensed the hands of the Lord is growing everyone so yeah so that's great so as right now 我们现在so right now we're going to have a nominate the lay hands on the oldest new deacons. So this for the year of 2018 and 19. 所以在我们现在我们就是请这个新的执事出来，然后因为他们是要服侍大家在2018年跟2019年，这两位有两位新的是凤林姐妹跟天来弟兄。然后那我自己呢我是做完两年在今年年底做完两年所以我是会被明年还可以再服侍我们的神再 for another 2 years. 所以然后 and then plus myself, I can serving the mighty God for another 2 years. All right, so shall we have all this, the new deacons to come up?And also all the serving, current serving deacons and the past deacons all come here that we can lay hand and to commission them. So, 请现在的教会现在现任的执事们跟以前的执事们大家一起 跟着弟兄姐妹一起来，我们呢，为他们按手祷告。So Chris, we have a Cecilia, 还有栾，他是 Current。Yeah, 我在想这个，哎，今天那个周牧师、周师母也在我们中间 ，Come on， 周牧师、周师母要不要来一起来，我们一起按手祷告。OK， 所以我把这时间交给。OK, all right. So,
I have the.
Oh, you have it.
Should be on. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
All right. So, it's very important that we know who some of the invisible leaders are.
所以让我们可以，我们今天可以看到，我们今天说你平常都看不到的，在教会室背后，在里面服侍大家的。
Yeah, we wouldn't have church here today if all these people weren't doing a lot of work behind the scenes.
所以今天我们的教会就是看这些弟兄姐妹都是在大家看不到的时候在里面服侍这个教会。
So we want to dedicate the two new deacons to the Lord.
所以我们今天要把这两位新的执事在献在神的面前。
And we learn this from the Bible to dedicate people through prayer.
所以真是这样，就像圣经的教导，让我们借着祷告把他们交托在神的手里。
Okay, so we're going to stand.
所以让我们大家都起立。
Remember, every Christian is a priest and king unto God.
所以我们每一个人都是在神面前是做祭司的。
Right? And as a priest, we can all bless.
所以我们今天做祭司的，我们都可以一起这个举手来祝福他们。
So let's lift our hand up and let's bless our three new deacons.
所以让我们今天来一起来为他们三个明年的新的执事祷告。
Okay, let's pray.
我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for each of our deacons, Lord.
我们在天上的父，我们真是谢谢你这样子兴起的这样是每一个这三位新的执事。
We know it's you that calls us to service.
是因为我们知道是你来呼召我们来服侍你。
And we thank you they said yes to your calling.
因为我们谢谢你，因为这些人他们也回应你的呼召。
And we thank you you make very clear in your word.
因为我们也谢谢你，因为你在你的话语上非常清楚的这样子讲。
Never tire of serving the Lord。
当我们在服侍你的时候，我们必不会这个疲倦。
Because our service to the Lord is never in vain。
因为今天服侍你的不会变成虚晃的事。
So we know their service this year will have eternal consequences and rewards。
我们知道大家的服侍会在永恒里面都被你纪念。
We pray you fill them with your Holy Spirit.
我正在这个时候求圣灵来浇灌他们。
Singing and making melody in their heart unto you.
让他们能够心里充满了赞美，能够来赞美你。
And giving thanksgiving always in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God the Father.
真是奉着主耶稣基督的父神的名字在那边赞美你。
We pray that you will be their strength.
我们真是求你变成他们的力量。
You be their wisdom.
也是你给他们的智慧。
And that you would shed your love abroad in their hearts for your church.
你也把你自己的爱充满在他们里面来服侍你自己所爱的教会。
And we pray for the congregation.
我们今天也为我们会众祷告。
That each of us, Lord, will be very supportive of those who are serving you.
真是让我们每一个人大家都一起来服侍你。
And help in any way we can so they can fulfill their calling.
所以当他们大家一起来支持他们的时候，他们也能够发挥你给他们的恩赐。
And together as a church, we can fulfill your glorious purposes.
所以让我们的教会在你这个永恒的这个荣耀里面能够有发生作用。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
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 All right.
Thank you.
All right, please be seated. 请坐。我们下面的时间给裴牧师跟裴师母是看我们明年的 focus， 明年的展望。
Okay. For next year, we've picked a theme.
明年我们定下了一个主题。
It's called Knowing God to Experience His Glory.
就是认识上帝以经历他的荣耀。
And one of the things we'll focus on is to help us get to know God in a more deep and profound way.
所以我们想专注的一件事情呢，是希望大家更深刻的去认识上帝。
The most For all you college students, this is very important.
那对大学生来说，这是非常重要的一件事情。
The most important study you will ever study.
你所需要研究最重要的一个研究是
is theology.
就是神学。
The study of God.
认识去认识上帝。
Electrician, architecture, biology, all these are good and important and helpful.
不管是学电力、学建筑或者学工程都很重要。
But the most important thing any of us will ever study in our life.
但是我们每个人一生当中最重要的一个学习是。
Is the God that created us.
就是创造我们的上帝。
So we're going to focus on that this coming year.
所以今年、明年我们要专注在认识上帝上面。
And the better you get to know God,
我们越多的认识上帝。
And the more accurate your understanding and knowledge of God,
我们对他的认识更正确。
The more your life will be lifted to a whole new level.
那我们的人生就会被提升到更高的一个层次。
Okay, so let's say that together. First in English.
首先我们用英文来读我们的主题。
Knowing God to experience His glory. Together, experience His glory. Okay, now in Chinese.
好，我们先用中文一起来念。认识上帝，以经历他的荣耀。
All right, so. Two things there. We're not just going to fill our head with knowledge.
所以我们不只是要把我们脑袋装满了知识。
But we are going to come to know God in a very new and profound way.
而是要以更新的、更深刻的一个方式来去认识这位上帝。
And the purpose is we have a new experience in life of His glory.
那他的目的就是在我们人生当中更多经历到他与我们同在的荣耀。
What we learn will be manifested in our daily life.
所以我们所学的能够在我们日常生活里面表现出来。
And this is affected, you know, we learned this past year the five purposes that we all have as individuals and as a church.
那过去这一年我们也学到作为个人以及教会我们都要实践五个很重要的目的。
And you need to check yourselves regularly to make sure you're fulfilling these five purposes.
我们要经常的查验自己看我们是不是在实践这五个目的。
Okay. First one is worship God.
第一个就是敬拜上帝。
We were created to worship Him.
上帝创造我们就有一个敬拜的这个本质。
You always feel something's missing if you haven't learned how to worship God.
假如我们没有学到怎么敬拜上帝的话，我们常会觉得生命当中某一个东西还在缺少。
This is where you tap into His power and His presence through Jesus Christ.
那敬拜上帝，我们借着赞美、祈祷和话语，经历他的能力跟他的同在。
Our second great purpose in life is
那人生第二个很重要的目的就是被上帝来做门徒训练。
And this means we become more like Christ.
那门徒训练的过程的目标就是要越来越像我们的主耶稣。
And as we'll learn, you become more like Christ by taking up His cross and following Him.
我们怎么越来越像主耶稣呢？就是要背起我们的十字架来跟随他。
And discipleship takes place Sunday morning.
门徒训练在主日早晨发生。
Right in Sunday school,
在主日学里面产生
takes place in our small group studies.
在我们小组研读当中产生
okay, takes place when you have quiet prayer time in your own time.
在我们自己单独祷告的时候发生
right, we want to pursue discipleship.
所以我们要追求被神来操练
Our third great purpose in life is fellowship.
那人生第三个重要的目的就是有团契。
And you've heard about three fellowships that are available for everyone.
刚刚美玲分享了，我们教会有三个团契是大家可以参加的。
Maybe this year God is going to put on somebody else's heart to start a new fellowship.
或许明年上帝会让人心里有个负担，或许成立另外一个团契。
Yeah, anyone can start a fellowship.
任何一个人都可以开始。
Right, and it's. It helps us grow together as Christians.
它帮助我们作为基督徒一起来成长。
Okay. And our fourth one is service.
那第四个重要的目的就是服事。
We experience the meaning of life by serving others.
我们借着服务他人来体验生活的意义。
If you're not serving, life will also seem pretty empty.
假如我们不去服务别人的话呢，人生看起来是非常的空虚。
Because God puts us on this earth and saves us to serve other people and reach our generation.
因为上帝把我们放在这个地球上，使我们重生，就是要去服侍他。
Okay, life will always be missing something if you're not serving God.
假如我们没有服侍上帝的话，人生也会感到很虚空。
And that's something we always try to give everyone an opportunity to serve in some way.
这就是为什么我们鼓励教会每个人都在某一个方面来服侍上帝。
Okay, and of course. Our deacons are really serving a lot.
当然，我们的执事做了很多事情，哈，花了很多时间。
Okay, Okay, there's, you can serve through serving food every Sunday. We have lunch, a great ministry.
礼拜天我们有午餐，大家也可以借着服侍午餐来服侍众人。
Setting up Sunday morning, a great way to serve.
礼拜天早上帮忙把这个场地摆好，这也是一个服侍。
And maybe God's going to put on your heart a new service that we could get involved in to.
或许神给你另外一个负担，一个新的服侍，可以让别人来参与。
And then our fifth great purpose is missions.
那第五个重要的人生目标呢，就是宣教。
We experience the heart of God for a lost and hurting world.
我们在宣教当中体会上帝对世上的人和这个受伤的世界的心。
Right? We share the gospel with lost people.
我们与世上的人来分享福音。
And we share the love of Jesus with them.
也与他们分享主耶稣的爱。
And this Christmas, we're going to help you do that.
那这个圣诞节呢，我要帮助大家做这件事情。
Remember, Annie mentioned that you can get these for 25 cents.
我们现在可以买这个耶稣传的影片，好，就是25分钱就买到。
But we want you to evangelize so much, they're free for you today.
但是今天可以免费赠送给大家，大家可以用它来分享给别人。
Actually, they'll be free.From the church, if you want to give a love offering to help keep these coming, just give a love offering.
假如你希望这个传福音的工作继续下去的话，那你可以特别为这个奉献。
But this DVD is in the 20 most common languages of immigrants to our country.
那这个录影带呢是有二十种哈最常使用的语言的版本。
And it has English.
有英文的。
It has Mandarin and Cantonese.
有华语的，有广东话的。
Has Turkish.
有土耳其话的
，has Vietnamese
越南话的
，okay and a lot of others
还有很多其他语言的。
So you can give it to just about anybody, and it's just the Gospel of Luke word for word.
所以你可以送给任何人，它是根据路加福音逐句的讲解的。
That's what's so powerful about it.
好，所以它带着很大的力量。
It was filmed in Israel, and a lot of the people in it are Jewish.
它是在以色列拍摄的，其中的演员很多都是犹太人。
And the scenes are from Israel.
它的场景也是来自以色列。
So you really get a feel for what was really like in the Bible, especially the gospel.
所以你可以很深的感受到圣经里所描述的那个地点是什么样子。
So fulfill your purpose of sharing the gospel, be a missionary.
所以第五个目的就是我们要实践宣教的目的。
And then underlying all these is stewardship.
在这五个目的之下，最重要的呢，就是大家做神的管家的责任。
And that means we use our gifts, our time, our finances. We use it for God to fulfill God's purpose.
就是我们使用我们的恩赐、我们的时间，还有我们的钱财，来实践上帝呼召我们要做的目的。
It's one of the main ways we lay up treasure in heaven.
这也是我们。把财宝积在天上一个主要的途径。
So we want to encourage everybody. Let's this year make sure we're fulfilling all five main purposes God put us here.
所以我们鼓励大家在明年实践上帝给我们的呼召的这五个非常重要的目的。
And you'll never find greater joy in life.
你在人生中不会找到更大的喜乐。
Than when you become a faithful steward.
就是当你做一个神忠心的管家的时候。
Of your talents.And your wealth.
你的恩赐，你的财富。
And oh, the early church, these five purposes are right here in Scripture.
那早期教会呢？圣经上记载，他们都活出这五个目的。
Okay, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine.
好比他们恒心遵守使徒的教训。
That's discipleship.
那就是门训。
And fellowship.
他们彼此交接团契。
And in breaking of bread and prayers.
擘饼祈祷。
Okay.And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple.
他们天天合同心合意，恒切在殿里敬拜。
That's worship. That's what we're doing here right now.
那就是敬拜，我们现在所做的。
We meet together as a group.
我们像一个团体一样一起做这些事情。
And we meet as Christians individually in small groups.
我们在小组里面，像基督徒的小组来敬拜。
And breaking bread from house to house.
他们在家中擘饼。
That's our purpose of fellowship.
那就是我们的团契。
And praising God and having favor with all the people.
他们赞美神，得众民的喜爱。
They were serving people.
他们就是服务大家。
And the Lord added to the church daily which should be saved.
主将得救人天天加给他们。
They were doing evangelism.
他们在做传福音的工作。
People were looking at their lives.
那么人们看着他们的生活。
They were becoming more like Christ.
他们这些人越来越像基督。
And they were hearing the gospel.
他们也听到了福音。
And people were getting saved.
而且人们就开始得救。
We saw in the in the pictures, we saw a lot of people got saved this year and were baptized. Very exciting.
我们刚刚从这个影片上看到，今年教会有些人受浸。
Think back on the day you got saved.
那我回想自己得救的那个时候。
And you'll understand how much joy there is every time somebody gets saved.
你可以想到，当一个人得救的时候，是多么的令人高兴。
Okay, and that's it for me.
好，这就是平牧师分享，下面轮到我来分享哈。明年我们的主题是认识神并经验他的荣耀。The theme for next year is knowing God to experience His glory. And then we break it down to four quarterly things. 然后我们把它分成每季度有一个主题哈，就是人人灵修。灵修是非常重要的事情，因为它连接我们跟神的关系。 So keeping a devotion is very very important. It's very essential because it connects us with God. 然后另外一个主题是人人祷告， Everyone prays.为什么呢？我们不但跟神建立关系，神也呼召我们做祭司。 Not only we establish relationship with God, God calls every one of us to be a priest. 所以这祷告在神面前的服事也是非常重要的哈。那假如说你不会祷告，你需要个祷告同伴呢，我们会安排一些事情帮助大家祷告。另外一个 quarter thing 就是人人分享。我们基督徒学习分享我们的见证的时候呢，我们这样子也是传福音。So we learn to share our testimonies. In doing that, we're sharing God's work in our lives. 所以人分享也是我们一个基督的主题。最后就是 everyone loves the Lord. 最后是人人爱主。我们爱主就是我们执行管家的责任。我们不但爱神，我们也爱人。从爱主的心，我们来服侍神。所以not only do we love the Lord, we also love other people. So the more we love the Lord, the more we're willing to serve. 那么明年的主日讲台服事号目前的安排是这样子，今年裴牧师每个月讲两次道，那明年也是一样。 Pastor Ray preaches twice a month. It will be the same for next year. And his focus will be on knowing God. 裴牧师明年还是照样一个月讲两次道，他的主题就是更多去认识神。而我也是每个月讲一次道，那 I preach once a month.那我的主题是跟着教会的这个整个服事的动向来配合大家，还有大家的需要。 My preaching thing will be focusing on the needs of the church and the ministry of church, some practical things in serving the Lord. 然后郑昌国牧师我们会请他来四次到六次。 Pastor Joseph Chen will come here from Thousand Oaks for 4 to 6 times, and his focus will be teaching on the church epistles. 我请郑昌国牧师主讲圣经里面的教会书信，为我们后年2019年的主题建立教会打下一些基础。那郑牧师每次来都是有三次讲道的机会，好，礼拜六晚上，礼拜六主日学，礼拜天的崇拜。那他每次三次的讲习，我希望他是系列性而不是不清楚的主题，有一个专注的主题能让大家都来参加。那么 Pastor Joseph Chanby high demands, we only invite him back for 4 to 6 times. And his focus will be teaching on the church epistles to lay a foundation for 2019, our church calling for a pastor and is building up our church. 然后 Pastor Roy Ye 可能来一到两次。Pastor Dale, we're going to invite him for 4 to 5 times. Pastor Dale 会来四到五次。今年, this year, he's focused on the book of James, practical Christian living.今年他的主题是实用的基督徒生活，明年我也请他讲 practical Christian life, practical Christian wisdom. 明年我请他讲基督徒的智慧，他会从传道书来讲他的信息。 So he's going to be preaching from the book of Ecclesiastes to talk about wisdom, how to live wisely. 然后这个教会哈 Pastor Doug, Pastor Corey 会请他们来讲，然后像今天是执事会负责有一次，然后明年我们希望教会能够办一个 retreat. And next year we hope the church can hold a retreat, so we'll have a speaker. So totally we have 52 weeks. This is the arrangement for next year. 这就是对明年的讲题的安排哈。那么明天呢，也希望有个所谓的事工聚焦主日，我们希望在一年每个月里面有一次 focused on the church ministry. 像第一个月就是基督教教育，我们要推动大家来上主日学读圣经，这跟我 人灵修的主题相当配合。 So we're going to have a ministry focus Sundays to go through the sixth part of our church ministry and emphasize to call people to get involved、okay? And then 所以人人灵修呢、 I want to promote church-wide devotions. And then this year, I have been sending the living life to our WeChat group every day. 今年我在我们教会的五 C 的这个微信组呢，每天都发活泼的生命的灵修。假如说你根据他的这个顺序听的话呢，今年哈，这个活泼的生命已经讲了好几卷书。We have gone through from the living life, 提摩太前书 First Timothy, we gone through the Gospel of Luke, 路加福音，民数记 The Book of Numbers, 还有诗篇 Psalms,以赛亚书 The Book of Isaiah, 阿摩斯书 The Book of Amos, 纳洪书 Nahum, and then Song of Solomon 雅歌，现在正在讲约拿记。 So if you follow the living life calendar for the whole year, you're going to go through many, many books of the Bible. So this is what one area I want to promote that everyone do devotions. We'll continue to send out the daily 活泼的生命，但是我还是希望能够除了我给大家在 WeChat Daily Living 的 link for you to listen, also by using that, I want to encourage everyone shares. So we're going to set up WeChat Living Life Sharing Group. 我会另外建立一个微信活泼的生命分享社群。假如你愿意加入这个社群，从你的灵修中彼此鼓励、彼此分享的话，也这个东西学习分享，请你今天在十二月份可以把你的名字签下来，我会根据你的意愿成立一个微信分享灵修分享社群，那大家可以在这里面分享，这是进一步增进大家在神面前建立关系的一个方法。那凤林有这个签名的单子，你可以找他把你的名字签上去，假如你要加入这个 group。 那另外就是人人祷告 Everyone prays， 这是我们的 quarterly thing。 So our prayer ministry， 我们现在就是每个月第一第三周是晚上。 So right now we have every first and third Thursday of each month of our prayer meeting at church. And then I'm going to try to add another prayer meeting for those people who are unable to come at night. 就是 on the fourth or fifth Saturday morning. 就是每个月的第四或第五，假如说有五个礼拜的话，就是第五早上，礼拜六早上八点半到十点， we're going to promote another prayer meeting for everyone to come if you cannot make it at night. And then I'll try to set up a prayer partners.建立祷告同伴，假如你觉得自己祷告还不太好，你需要别人跟你一起祷告，或你常有一些重担要分享的时候，你不晓得跟谁去讲，那么这个建立祷告同伴就是一个帮助你祷告的一个机会。 So you can also sign up with 凤林，假如你愿意加入这个 prayer partner 的 ministry 的话呢，我会帮你配对起来。那希望那些会祷告的人，还有那些觉得需要帮助祷告的人，或是觉得自己有心事要找人分享的人呢，你都是 sign up， 帮助大家建立一个祷告的习惯。 OK， So this is our prayer ministry， 因为人人爱主，我们希望大家支持教会，参与教会， engage and support the church， and then connect with and care for one another， 连接关爱彼此的关系，然后侍奉社群和主耶稣。 So we serve the community and serve our Lord Jesus Christ. So we have these four quality things to promote our connection with God and our connection with our one another and our community. 所以明年这个四个季度的主题呢，希望大家建立跟神的关系，跟人的关系，借着这个良好的关系，我们更多的去服侍。那小组门徒训练，这是我自己觉得做一个教会的传道人最 effective 最有效果的服事，就是小组的本土训练。 I hope to have a small group with people who are seeking to know the truth, people who are new believers, want to grow in your spiritual life, and people who want to serve, teach you how to train, how to serve, and this every leadership training. 这是我这方面的计划。那么在今天的夹页当中，我写下了这些所有的计划，然后后面呢也放下了教会目前有的团契，还有就是教会的午餐团契 The Lunch Fellowship。 教会每天主日后都有这个 Lunch After Service， 如果你想提供午餐，请跟天来登记，如果你想说饭后帮忙清理，也请向天来登记，好吗？那这些大家留到就很清楚，明年知道我们教会的事工的发展，事工的这个方向，还有你可以参与的地方。 So this is provided for you to know our goal for next year, our direction for next year, and how you can get involved next year. 好，我先把时间交还给 Anderson。
哦，在今天这样子的聚会，我真是真是满心的感谢我们的神。
And through this worship this morning, I just truly thank our Lord.
哇，我在想到这个，我们教会在30年前12月12号在罗教授家开始的这个开始的 Bible study.
30 years ago, in December 12th, we started a fellowship in Brother Lo's house.
啊，你就看到这个小小的一个团契就开始一个月一次的在这个这边有个主日学里面开始有崇拜，一个月一次。
And through the small fellowship at the time, and gradually develop and grow to a monthly get together on the Sunday.
哇，我就觉得我们的神，他真是有他这个永恒的计划。他就是把我们带到这边开始来了以后，就是在我们那个北边的 CCIC 那个基督徒会堂，他们就开始有他们的长老每一个礼拜来帮忙的主日崇拜。
God has this eternal plan, and through some of the brothers and sisters CCIC in Bay Area, they start sending people to help us every Sunday.
然后过些时候，我们又有李毅他的母亲这个易妈妈。在这边一直在 帮忙我们的这个教会。
And Brother Li Yi and also his mother-in-law, Yi Mama, then was helping us at that time too.
然后那个时候，Yi Mama要走以前，你的话，神就把周牧师、周师母带到这边来退休。
Before Yi Mama actually need to move to Bay Area, and God has sent Pastor Chow and Mrs. Chow.
他们来了以后，过些时候有一位牧师，他的太太过世了。他想休息到我们这个海边来，所以他就在我们这边又服侍了我们一年多。
And then after a while, then there was a pastor who had lost his wife, then came to our church and helped us to serve our church for about a year and a half.
完了又有这个，我们神又从 CCIC 那边又派来一位是 David Yao 弟兄，他就来我们这边2年半的时间。
And CCI has sent David Yao to our church.And serve us about 2.5 years.
他现在在 Modesto 服侍，所以他今天派了5位在我们中间来。
Now he's serving as a pastor at the Modesto Church, and today there's 5 people from Modesto Church and join us.
哇，这是神的手在那边一直在那边服侍，在那边在帮助我们成长。我们虽然有的时候看不到，但是你看神的安排。
And God has has His plan, even though there are times we don't see it.
哇，真是！然后完了以后，神又把陈牧师又带到我们中间，又是有七年多的时间。
And God has brought Pastor Vincent Chen to us about 7 years.
这一次是有一个传道人，就是一个牧师跟他的太太，这次我们教会第一次有夫妻两个一起住在我们中间服侍这个教会。
And then God has sent a retired pastor and his wife, and they both and his wife speak both languages to our church.
然后2年前。Bingo! We got 裴牧师、裴师母，他们 retire 又来到我们中间。
I feel like we won the lottery. The Pastor Ray and his wife came to our church.
哇，弟兄姐妹，有没有看到神实在是在祝福这个教会
？And God has so blessed our church.
然后过去两年，我们在讲到这个 rooted 在往下扎根、往上结果。
And we were talking about rooted and how to grow last 2 years ago.
结果你们刚才听的一些见证里面，真是他在神的话语上扎根的时候，他就看到弟兄姐妹都这样成长起来了。
When we rooted in God's words, that's how you can witness that so many people just start to grow.
刚才牧师跟师母在里面提到的，明年的这个主题是这个认识神跟经历他的荣耀。
And the talk about the next year, so the theme is knowing God and experience His glory.
你认不认识神？
And do you know God?
他的荣耀会要借着我们要彰显出来。
And His glory is going to through us and to reveal Himself.
你有的时候到神面前说：“神啊，拿me，让这个人他来彰显你的荣耀吧。”
And very often you don't want to take that accountability. You just say this is other people's job.
但是你看到没有，在过去这30年，神的一直在这么让我们成长、成长、成长。
And you can, we can see it last 30 years that God has helped us to grow.
神是借着让我们成长，真是到了有一天，到我们都是到了神耶稣基督再来的时候。
And when we the Jesus second coming.
真是神的荣耀，那是完全的在我们每一个人身上要彰显出来。
And God was through us, His glory be manifest.
你有没有看到你在将来的那一天，你是代表你会有神的荣耀，就是完全没有拦阻的在神面前来敬拜神。
And there will be no barrier will come before God to worship Him.
虽然今天的工作服事里面是有些劳力哈。
And there, very often there's labors involved in serving.
Wow, 我想这个师母一来了以后，弟兄姊妹大家都忙起来了。他很多的这个 event， 然后都在里面传福音的 as well.
And when our minister Annie, when she came, there's we all got busy because there's just we need to do so much reach out.
只有当你跟一起参与的时候，你才能感受到那个喜乐。然后那个永恒的盼望跟这个荣耀可以在我们身上都可以经历得到。
And only we participate, be part of it, then we can enjoy this joy together.
所以刚才那个美玲也在那边分享的，在借着主日学，借着这个借着团契，真的能够经历到神他的能力跟他的荣耀跟他的恩典，就只有在团契里面，我们全。Definitely, 我们全部都经历到。
And through the fellowship and through the Sunday school, we totally experience his love and the what else you could.
The glory.
His glory.
Because
yeah.
Mostly the glory. 所以弟兄姐妹们，我们不要变成只是礼拜天的这个礼拜天的敬拜者。
And don't just only come become a Sunday worshipper.
因为当你礼拜天只来敬拜的时候，你没有办法经历他的荣耀。
And so you only come on Sunday worship, you're not going to experience His glory.
你要借着经历他的荣耀，跟着弟兄姐妹的见证，跟着不同的服事，一起你就会发现你是跟他一起有这个荣在里面，神的荣耀在你里面成
长。So fellowship and also serving, we can totally experience His glory.
Yeah, 我在想说这个就像这个打 football 哈。
And like we play football.
很多这个球员在底下，他们很 enjoy 这个丢过去，然后接得到，然后 tackle， 他们在那边 enjoy 这个。
And the football players, they enjoy themselves, throwing the balls and tackle or catch the ball.
然后我们千万不要变成我们只是观众坐在上面。
And let's not just become an audience and just watching above.
我在想每次他们打完球，我们公司里的同事他们就讲啊，这个那个人打球，这个球员怎么样，那个球员怎么样，然后他说他们非常喜欢这个运动。
And after the football game, very often my colleague will talk about those football games.
Yeah, 所以当他们这些人都只是在那边讲到别人的时候，他自己是没有感受到当他们的接到那个 home run 的那个球的感觉。
And it's easy to just talk about the game, but you're not really experience the excitement when you are totally involved when you play the game.
弟兄姐妹，你们有没有感受到接到那个 football 那个 home run 的感觉在我们的教会里面
？And have you ever received the to catch the ball, not the home run? That's the baseball, right?
No, 那是叫做。
okay, just run and to
go line.
Score.
What was it? Oh my goodness! What is it? Come on, English people, help me out. What's that? Touchdown.
Touchdown.
That's the word. Yes. Touchdown. That's touchdown. 当你真是只有来参与的时候，你才能感觉到那个 touchdown 的感觉。
When you fully participate, you can experience how you feel when you touchdown.
所以我在想说，这今年那个牧师师母给我们的这个题目，认识神。
The theme is about.Knowing God,
不但只是在头脑里
not in only in your knowledge in your head,
然后去接受到这个球跑的这个 touchdown,
and to receive the ball and then to run,
经历他的荣耀
to experience His glory.
好吧，我们的明年我们大家都来参与，然后让神在我们身上真的能够彰显出来，让我们能够感受到他自己那个永恒，他的荣耀在我们中间。
And let every one of us to participate so we can all experience His glory.
All right, 我希望这个明年到年底的时候，不要就是我们还是一大堆人，就是有人只是坐在上面，只是在那边讲，哎，这个人打这个球接的没，这个球接的不错，那个人丢的不错。
And we no longer be a spectator.
真是让我们下明年的时候，我们想到我丢的怎么样，我接的怎么样。
And next year, actually, we fully experience to be the player.
然后我今天我们的喜乐一起变成我们的感恩，献给我们这个荣耀的神。
And so our joy will be together and to give into our God.
真是到了那一天，当我们见到神面的时候
，When we see God one day，
我们今天可以在都是就像刚才在介绍的时候，就是一个小孩子，他今天去看到父母亲的时候，他觉得他经历到父母亲的时候，他就想去跟父母亲讲 What I have done。
And it's just like a little child.
The Sunday school, we shared this.
In the Sunday school, we shared about this little child when he saw his parent, how excited he wanted to share with what things he has done.
Just one day, 有一天，我们大家都见到神面前的时候，那个才是真正算数的。我们今天在神面前的感受，真是想要看到我们的天父，真是说神啊，谢谢你的恩典，你看。 我 enjoy 你的荣耀，就是在他的荣耀里面跟他一起享受他的喜乐。
And we can one day when we meet our maker, so we can share what we've done on earth, and we can share the glory together.
在我们还没有见到神面前的时候，我们今天在这边可以一起再来借着耶稣基督的宝血，我们来享受神他在他的血里面给我们的救恩。
And we can share that the Holy, through Holy Communion, Communion that His salvation for us.
让每次当我们拿到饼跟杯的时候，
When we take the bread,
我们今天看到什么？
And what do we see?
神他跟我们的立的约，神他是永远不会这个背他的约的。
And He, this is covenant with us.
All right, 我把时间交给裴牧师。